937.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful day out there. I mean, this is not a day to stay inside the house. It's a great day to get outside and work in your garden and really enjoy it. You know, you're going to say to yourself, it's mid-September. You know, we've only got September, October, part of November that we can really enjoy our yards. So let's get outside. If the grass needs to be mowed, let's get a cut. Put down some fertilizer to make it thick. And even if you live in an area where we have water bans, the rain's going to come. And if you can get the food put down, it's going to rejuvenate that grass that's gone dormant. Bluegrasses, for example, is a grass that when it gets hot and it gets dry, it turns brown. It goes into dormancy, just like a bear does during the winter. During the winter, you don't hear a bear is going through the woods. They find a hole, they get into it, and they sleep all winter long. Your grass is able to do that during the heat and stress of summer. So put some food down, and if you're able to water, water it in. If you can't, the rains will come. It's going to wake up. It will thicken it. It will activate it, and you'll be in great shape. But don't just say, well, it looks dead, to heck with it, I'll take care of it next year. Get some food on it now, and it will really make a big difference in the quality of that grass in the long run, okay? In your perennial beds, start cutting back the plants that are turning yellow, bleeding heart, daylilies, hosta. They're looking terrible at this point. If they do, cut them back to the ground, they're done. Your vegetable garden, whatever is done, pull it out. Begin your composting. This is the best time of the year to make a compost pile. You've got all your dead perennial plants that will eventually go in there. You have all your annuals that will die when we get a frost. The leaves, the pine needles. The only thing that you never put into a compost pile is if you're mowing your grass and you've got crabgrass. Now, you can tell crabgrass from the regular lawn. Crabgrass is red right now. You look at your grass and you're going to see those seed pods. Looks like a TV antenna, the old-fashioned TV antenna. And the seeds are red. So if you're mowing your grass and you're seeing the red, bag it. Put the bagger on your lawnmower. Suck it right into the bag and throw it out with the trash. Do not put it in your compost pile. For most of you, your compost pile does not get hot enough to kill the crabgrass seed. If you put it in, and then you apply the compost next year in your garden, you're going to be adding all of the crabgrass seed. So bag it, if at all possible, and throw it out with the trash or dump it in the woods, but do not put it in your compost pile, okay? 800-259-9231. Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first, we have Diane from New Hampshire, who has a question about weeds.
Diane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have two quick questions. My brother-in-law, who lives in New Jersey, gave me a planting of his Rose of Sharon that's about 100 years old.
And I
planted it about a month ago, and it's small. It's about two and a half feet.
Okay.
And it looks good. It's doing well, but I'm a little concerned about the winter coming. I live in kind of a windy place in the seacoast.
You should be okay. Roses Sharon are very, very hardy. I live in Kennebunk, Maine. I have one that faces south. It gets wind from across the street from me all winter long. It's been in bloom for a month right now, and it's going to continue to bloom right up until frost. So it really is a good plant. What I want you to do is put a couple of inches of either pine bark mulch or compost or something around it to help to insulate the ground. What hurts plants during the winter is the ground freezes because it's cold, okay? You get a nice sunny day, the ground thaws from the sun penetrating the ground, and then at night when the sun goes down, it freezes again. So it says freezing and thawing and freezing and thawing. If you put down a couple of inches of bark mulch, compost, pine needles or something like that, what happens is that material freezes and thaws and the ground stays frozen. And that is what's going to make a big difference. So keep it watered and put some mulch around it. Now, next spring, what I want you to do is as soon as you notice that the buds are beginning to swell, take a pair of pruners. I know your plant's only two feet tall. Cut 1 inch off the tip of every single branch. By doing that, you're going to prevent it from growing taller temporarily, but you're going to double the diameter of your plant. So you're going to make it thicker, you're going to make it fuller, and that means doubling the amount of flower buds on your plant and giving you a much fuller and looking plant. It will still get taller, but you temporarily slow it down so that the plant gets denser and giving you much, much more in return for flowers and plants. So if you've got a Rose of Sharon in April, take an inch or two. If you've got one that's tall and skinny and really doesn't look good, cut it back by one-third, and it will double its density. Thank you, Diane. John, who's next?
This is Robin from Pennsylvania, who has a question about azaleas.
Robin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. I had a question. I've got several azaleas where some of the leaves, which are green, they're dropping off, and other branches seem to be just plain old dying back. And I went away for a few weeks, and now that I'm back, I've looked underneath some of the leaves, and there seem to be some white cottony specks, which I didn't see 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Right.
I don't know what's going on.
Is it the white specks, are they hard or are they soft?
They're soft.
They're soft. Okay. So they're more fibrous than like a little dot.
Correct.
Okay. What you have is mealybug. And mealybug is an insect that's similar to the aphid that you would see on the flower buds. And it's an insect that is sucking energy out of the plant like a mosquito taking blood out of your arm. So what you need and something called all season oil. And all season oil can be used on anything that you grow. And I love all season oil because during the winter, if you have houseplants or if you're keeping herbs inside the house, you don't want to spray anything that's a chemical because the windows are all closed and you're going to breathe those fumes. All season oil is a highly refined oil product that you spray on the plant, and it kills insects by coating their skin with the oil, plugging up their pores in their skin, and they can't breathe, and they suffocate. So it's not a poison. It smothers the insect, and it also kills the eggs, preventing them from hatching. So it works really, really well. So what I would do is I would take like a bamboo rake and lift the branches so that you can spray the oil underneath as well as the top. Now, most azaleas are what's called semi-evergreen, and they will lose the older leaves on that plant. Up to 50 to 60% of the leaves on azaleas will fall during the fall and winter months. So don't panic. It's perfectly natural. In the spring, rake around them, get all of the fallen leaves off, fertilize them with something like Hollytone, and they'll come right back. Now, if you're really exposed to the wind and they're fairly newly planted, put some wilt proof or wilt stop during the month of October on your plants, and that will give them added protection from the wind and weather.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll help you with your garden. Dawn, who's up next?
Let me see here. We have, this is Rich from Brewster, Massachusetts. If I can get him through. All right, Brewster, Massachusetts, who has a question about his lawn furniture.
Okay, Rich, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Last week you were talking about a product that would be you should spray your patio furniture before you put it away to prevent mold
yes.
and mildew.
Right.
What was the product name?
The name of the product is called Wet and Forget.
Wet
now,
and forget.
The only thing with patio furniture is you can't use Wet and Forget on cushions. You can put it on the chair itself, and all you do is if you apply it now and give it a couple of weeks outside in the weather and rain, by the time you put all the patio furniture away, the plant itself, that mold, that mildew, that fungus, will have been killed with it, and it kills it right to the root. And that way, when you put your furniture away, it's nice and clean. I've been using Wet Forget for 3 years. My son, who lives in Florida, I do his house every year during February when I go down to say hello and hopefully get a little bit of heat. But Wet and Forget can be used on anything outside, those awnings that you put on top of your windows to keep the sunlight from coming in, wooden fence, vinyl fence, patios, decks, concrete, asphalt. It's a wonderful, wonderful product. It's totally natural. It was developed by the New Zealand government to keep the buildings clean because New Zealand is an island and there's moisture all the way around it. And it was building up and hurting the beautiful buildings, the federal and state buildings. It was developed by them, and it really does a good job. And it does control the mold and the mildew for 12 months. My son, who lives in Florida, we do it once a year. And every year, I seem to see less and less and less visible moss that develops on his chimney. His garage is aluminum siding, and that would always get it, and it gets less and less. Vinyl siding is the house, and that's getting less and less. And we do with patio furniture and any surface like that, it works great. They have developed two new products for next spring. One is called Trifid, and the other one is called Vaccinate. And these are all natural products that will help your garden to grow better, have a bigger and stronger root system, and also to fight disease before they even get a chance to create a problem. So there's some new things coming out for next year that you'll really, really be amazed on. They will help you to have a better garden, and it's all natural. And you're going to be in for a real treat. And we'll be telling you about these things in the weeks to come. Thank you. But it's called Wet and Forget. And it's simple. You mix it with water. You put it in a pump sprayer. You spray it. You wet the surface, and you forget it. And Mother Nature will take care of the rest. Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Lorraine from New Hampshire, who has a question about Rosa Sharon.
Lorraine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have a question on the Rose of Sharon tree. I planted one in May 09, and it seemed to be doing well. In the fall, I sprayed it with a desiccant spray.
Okay.
And this spring, it was just bare. It never... leaves never came out. I called the company, and they will be replacing it, but somehow I decided I'd keep watering it with my other plants. And about 3 weeks ago, I started to see little sprouts coming up from the bottom. Is anything going to come of that, and what should I do?
Well, what I would do for now is just leave it alone, because the dead branches that are there will help to protect this one shoot. And you said that the nursery is going to replace the dead plant. That's a good thing. Yeah, yeah. I would wait until May. Rosa Sharon is a good plant. It's a plant that does not transplant well, and that's why when you go to a garden center, most of the Rosa Sharon that you see are grown in containers. They have a big root system, and they don't dig very well. So that's why they grow them in pots. But for now, just leave it alone, and then in the spring, when the nursery replaces the one, take the old one and put it someplace else in your garden. And then, once a new growth does develop off that little shoot, cut back all of the dead wood. And you never can tell. It may come back very, very strong. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The new EcoSmart Home Pest Control is organic and non-toxic, plant-based formula containing essential oils. Essential oils are nature's pesticides, safe to use around kids and pets. It will kill and repel over 100 home-invading pests. Its fast-acting formula will kill on contact. Food-grade ingredients make EcoSmart safe to use in the kitchen, around food preparation areas, and storage. Will not harm your environment. Look for the green and white package with a red safety seal. It's not just smart, it's...
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Well, when the fall season begins, animals begin to come into our yard. Right now, there's a lot of food in the woods, and your rabbits and your deer have plenty to eat. But once the leaves come off, these animals are going to get hungry. And where are they going to come? Well, they're going to come into your yard and feed on your plants. So I thought we'd give you a little bit of information to try and protect what you have, your ewes, your arborvitaes, because deer just love them. And joining us this morning is Ronald Boyce. He's from a company called Shakeaway. And Ronald is in research and development of Shakeaway products. Ronald, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Terrific. And yourself, Ronald?
I just got back from a trade show in Chicago and been selling the deer repellent packs that people are using to protect their shrubs and small trees in the fall and winter.
Can you tell us how Shakeaway works to prevent animals from destroying your expensive landscape plants like, you know, rhododendrons and holly and arborvitaes and yews?
Well, pretty much the Shakeaway strategy uses predator prey technology. We take advantage of the instinct of fear in the prey animal, in this case being the deer, or it could be the rabbit, in which we put a predator odor in place in the proximity of the plant. These packs that I mentioned are hung at the head level of a deer on a bush or a shrub, and it creates the illusion that coyotes are creating a core area in and around the customer's yard or garden.
Now, tell us about these little packs that ShakeAway has developed and how they work.
They're about the size, each pack's about the size of a deck of cards, and they're a time-release bag which contains coyote urine granules. And what each pack gives the customer about an 8-foot radius of protection around the pack. They're good for up to 90 days, and the real beauty of them is here in the Northeast, where I am, as snow begins to fall, it keeps the repellent above the snow, therefore giving that bush and the adjacent bushes protection for up to 3 months.
So if you put a regular repellent on the ground and you get a foot of snow, you can no longer smell that repellent, and the deer are going to come right in and eat your shrubbery. And by using this...
Exactly.
So you take this little packet, you tie it above the snow line on your evergreen plants, and it will give you a predator smell. Now, what do you use to create this predator smell?
Well, actually, we have in-house domesticated coyotes, and we have them in a very humane situation. And we are able to collect their urine through drain traps on the floors, and where we process those onto our time-release granules and put those, in this case, into the bag product that I refer to and allow that technology to the customer. They become four to a box. We've also just recently came out with a single pack for retail sale, which the customer, if they have, in the case they only have one bush or one plant that gets chicked on in the wintertime, they're able to afford that that benefit for a less cost.
Now, when I talked to you a week ago, you were telling me that to create the perfect scent so that the animals, like deer and rabbit, knows that a coyote is in the area, you have to feed these coyotes a specific diet. Tell our listeners about that.
That is true. Coyote urine is not coyote urine. What is in their diet plays a huge role into the repellency of the urine product. We take advantage of roadkill here that the state contractors pick up off the highways and reclaim that and use those carcasses to feed our animals in order to get the proper urine and get the proper repellency. It sounds a little gruesome, but, you know, it keeps things from going to waste and allows us to get the best product possible for the customer.
So if you feed the coyotes a vegetarian-type meal, then their urine won't be as potent because they're not eating... Yep. They're not eating the animal that you want them to keep away from your plants.
That is correct. That's absolutely true. And we did a lot of chemical research. I've led that through universities, primarily Cornell University, where we have did looking at the breakdown components of the proteins in a deer and seeing the levels that are there based on the diet and being able to come up with the optimal diet for our in-house animals.
Wow, that's really fascinating. I mean, I wouldn't think, you know, if it was urine from the deer, no matter what they ate, but if they eat the animal that they are supposed to be scaring away, it's going to have more of a scent to keep them away. Now, these packets, you said you tie them on your shrubs and they'll last for 90 days. When would be the best time to attach these to our shrubbery?
Well, most customers know the routine in regards to what time of year their plants come under threat based on previous year's experiences. And I definitely like to look at a proactive approach. So certainly, you know, 2 to 3 weeks prior to the problem setting in is when I would recommend doing it. It's much better to get them on before the damage starts than once the deer are underway. Even though it will stop the damage, we want the customer to be 100% satisfied and have their plants as pristine as they were going into the winter.
And you said that one of these little packets will treat an area roughly eight square feet?
It's an 8-foot radius from the pack, Paul. So wherever you attach it, like I say, just in review, going back, we attach it at the head height of a deer, and it'll give you an 8-foot radius around that bag of protection.
Okay, so we'll actually do like a 16-foot diameter area?
That's correct. And many customers have rows of arborvitae and such. By attaching a pack every 12 to 14 feet, you can protect the row. Or in the case of a garden, which I know that's more of a summertime issue, you can put them on the corners of a garden and such and enjoy that protection scheme in larger areas.
Now, I have friends that have fruit trees, and the deer have come in and during the winter eaten all of the buds off their trees. Can you attach this pack to, like, apples or peaches or pear trees to keep the deer from destroying them?
Absolutely. I did extensive testing this summer in orchards in western New York State where I live, and we were able to protect very well some young cherry and some young peach trees that were under big time pressure from deer, and they were being ruined, and I was able to come in there and save a good amount of the trees by attaching these packs to the trees within the block. So yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Now also at this time of the year, Ron, people are planting bulbs, tulips and daffodils and crocuses and things like that. Does ShakeAway make a product that you can treat the areas where you're planting so that rodents are not going to eat the bulbs before they have a chance to flower?
Yeah. The thing to do prior to, you know, being proactive once again before the snow falls, I mean, the voles are a big problem under the snow, and certainly squirrels more so than chipmunks. Chipmunks hibernate. Squirrels in the late fall, digging in flower beds, digging up the bulbs you refer to. Using our Fox urine granule product, the customer shaking that out on schedule twice a week for the first 2 weeks, and then you know every week for maintenance up until the time snow is covering the ground, you're able to minimize, to eliminate the damage to those bulbs you're referring to.
And one last thing, talking about voles, I mean, this is the time of the year where they're really getting prepared for the winter. How do we prevent vole damage in our lawns?
Lawns are a bigger scope. We're able to treat local areas as you look at a 10-by-10 area. But if someone has a half-acre yard, that gets to be a pretty expensive proposition. I don't claim to be able to treat such a large area, but in a flower bed where the bulbs are, or in a very, in a corner of a yard, we're able to do a very good job with that. Based on the Fox urine granule technology, I really don't have an answer for the larger customer, unfortunately.
Okay. Now, you have a product that I've had very, very good results. It's a cat repellent. Tell our listeners how this works. And, I mean, I just love this product.
Yeah, it is a fantastic product. It's 100% organic, like all our products. And what we do is, well, what's not well known is cats are a big part of the suburban coyote's diet around the country. I know on the West Coast it's well documented. The big problem where cats cannot be let outside because the coyotes are so bold and come into the neighborhoods and take the neighborhood cats. But coyote urine is a fantastic domestic cat repellent. And what we do is we offer a product which is very similar to the deer product in formula. And the customer just shakes that in the places they're seeing cats littering, whether it be in a mulched area or in a garden area, once a week. And you're able to change the patterns of those cats, whether it be the neighbor cat or a stray cat or even their own cat trying to pattern. We're able to displace those cats and keep them from littering in places you don't want them to. Safe around kids and pets, easy to apply, and being granular, there's no mess to deal with.
And it works wonderful. I'll tell you, my house faces south, And my next door neighbor, I can't ask for a better neighbor that lives across the street from me. But his cat, during the winter, will come right across the street. And because my house faces south, the ground really doesn't freeze up against the house. And this cat was using the front of my house as a litter box. And I started applying it, and the cat no longer comes in front of the house. I've used it in my vegetable garden to keep the cat out because the soil is nice and soft, and it really does do a good job.
Yeah, it's so quick and easy. I mean, the customer simply shakes it out. It takes about 5 seconds in a particular spot, and it's so effective. Usually at the first application, but certainly by the second application, it's problem to solve, and you can continue your maintenance. Even once every 2 weeks is plenty to continue your maintenance, and it's just so quick and easy, and once again, safe around kids and your own pets, which is a real feature people are looking for.
Yeah, and it's a good product. It's long lasting, and it really does a super job. But you know, if you have a problem with deer, this is a new way of controlling, because up until now, all of the products that you apply to prevent deer from damaging your foundation, you have to keep applying it. And as you said, if you get 6 inches of snow or you get some ice and you get a crust, the smell does not come up to keep the animals away. So when you go to your garden center, look for the shake away, the little packets that you tie directly onto the shrub. That way you can snow all at once, and the product will do the job. Don, thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing your research about animal repellent. Thank you. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Remember, those of you that grew cotton, if you can bring it to the Topsfield Fair on Thursday, September 30th, just bring a pot so we can make a nice big display. Steve Nichols, from the head of the agronomy department at Fibrofax, is going to be sending us cotton pods and some raw cotton for you to look at. So that way, on October 3rd, when we broadcast live from the fair, you can see the whirl of cotton. It's going to be amazing for those of you that have never seen cotton other than in a bottle when you open up your aspirin and you pull out the cotton. But this is fresh, real cotton with the seeds, the pods, and the whole plant. So if you're able to bring us a plant, we'd love to see it. And if you want it back, you can pick them up on that day. Or if you want to leave it, then the people at the fair will donate it to the schools so that the kids can see how cotton grows, and they can grow it during the winter months also. So we'll have a lot more information in the newsletter, which is paulparent.com. Don, who's next?
This is Dan from Plymouth, Massachusetts, who has a question about climbing roses.
Dan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, folks. I enjoy your show very much. Paul, I have climbing roses in the back of my house, and I've got a lot of different opinions as to how to put the roses to bed during the fall. Could you give me some ideas?
What I do with climbing roses is any branches that grew during the summer that I didn't have a chance to tie, I tie them so that when you do get some wind during the winter, the rose canes or branches don't bounce around and get damaged. So I secure everything in place. then the next step is anything that's a sucker. So dig around the plant and you'll see a fist-like growth where the stems are coming out of. Anything that grows below this graft or this fist-like growth is a sucker, and it's going to go straight up in the air and never really flower for you. So remove all of these suckering branches, and again, you'll see a swollen area that resembles a fist. If the growth is coming on it, it will flower. Anything that's below it is a sucker, and it's stealing the energy from the plant. So remove the suckers, secure the plant, and then I always add 12 to 15 inches of bark mulch right on top of the plant, creating a mushroom or a teepee shape in enclosure, and that protects this graft during the winter. Now, if you're going to use like pine needles or straw or salt marsh hay, do not do it until October, until the ground is beginning to freeze or it's been very cold. The reason is, if you try and create this protection mound now, right now the mice, the moles, the voles are running around like crazy trying to get ready for winter. If they find a pile of nice soft pine needles or straw around your plant, they just found a condo to live in for the winter. And then during the winter, they're going to eat the roots of your rose and the stems. So when you're protecting hydrangea and roses for the winter, if you use bark mulch that's dense, no problem. If you use soil that's dense, no problem. But if you're using something that's fluffy, like pine needles, straw, salt marsh hay, wait until the weather is really cold. That way you know that the rodents have already found a place to spend the winter, and it's not going to be in your hydrangea or your roses. And then the last thing I do, wait, once the leaves have all come off, I spray all the roses, all the branches with Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. It's an anti-desiccant. It plugs up all of the pores in the stem, preventing dehydration during the long winter. And that's it. And make sure that it's nice and moist when you put it to bed. So if it doesn't rain, before you put the hose away, give them a good drink of water.